Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Good day, everyone. This is Miss Cece, the real infopreneur. And today we will be talking about the movie called American Whisper, and it is on Amazon Prime. It's starring Christian Barber, Najee Kim, Lanisha Javon Golson. It's also directed by Russ Emanuel and produced by our guest today, Mr. Howard Nash. We will bring him on and he will talk with us about this film, which is based on a true story. Do we have you with us right now? Good morning. How are you?
Well, very well, thank you. A little early, but I can handle it.
Perfect. Early is better. They say the early bird gets the worm.
They say.
That is what they say, and I'm still trying to believe it myself. Let's talk about this film. This film, which is, again, on Amazon Prime, which is a wonderful accomplishment. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's on the Amazon platform.
Yes.
And also visit us on Facebook. But we'll get into that for sure. We're on Amazon both to stream and to also purchase a DVD or Blu-ray. But we're very happy that we're out there for streaming.
Absolutely. Very, very happy. Okay. So, yeah, because that's the thing right now, because everybody's in because of the coronavirus. So everybody's kind of in, looking for things to watch, looking for things to do. So this is prime time for your film to be on Amazon Prime. So that's good. Let's get into it. What is American Whisper actually about?
Okay. American Whisper is the true story of the murder of an African-American family at their home in New Jersey, Northern New Jersey. The husband and father returned home from work and discovered his family. The murder was never solved, and it was closed actually shortly after it happened. The police did their investigation, and it was closed, and the murderer was never caught. One of the things that, you know, we're focused on in making this film is to, it would be wonderful, is to try to have the case reopened if enough attention was, you know, put toward the movie. The goal is to have the case reopened and try to find out, you know, who committed this crime.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so tell us about the background, the history behind the development of American Whisper. When did this crime take place?
Sure. It happened years and years ago, and as everyone knows, the most powerful stories and the most powerful films are the ones that, you know, the stories that really happened. And I did my research at a library in New York, and I came upon this story, and it was a little easier to pursue because I just also discovered that the main character lived about an hour away from me. So it was easier to reach out, to meet, and to get his whole story. And it's very, very powerful. And obviously one of the things that mattered to him was the fact that the case could be reopened if enough attention was called to it.
So we're
hoping, you know, and because there was a little bit of, you know, politics involved. There was a little bit of mismanagement, things that you'd never expect, you know, when you'd have, more than one police precinct working on the case. But apparently things were mishandled. So
Absolutely. We
get into that a little bit with the film.
Okay. Wow. More than one precinct. That's serious. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Okay, so why do you think that the police reports were actually withheld?
Yeah, that's part of the storyline. Probably it all comes down to competition. We can only assume that the New York and New Jersey police departments withheld information from each other. Just so that your listeners are aware of the background, the main character worked in New York, in Harlem, New York City, and he lived out in New Jersey. So when the murders occurred, both police departments were working on the case, New York and New Jersey. And I guess it really came down to a turf mentality. They withheld information from each other, the two that were investigating the case. And years later, they seemed to discover that there was a suspect, and one police precinct knew who he was, but didn't know where he was. The other precinct, they knew where he was, but they didn't know that he was a suspect. This is true. And all they had to do was actually compare their notes, and they would have nailed the suspect. But that never happened, and the case ran cold and subsequently was closed.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's like pride between the two precincts caused the information to go by the wayside.
Yeah, it kind of still happens even today. It is what it is. That's what happened. But he was left kind of holding the bag, so to speak, and trying to figure things out on his own, because he gave up on thinking that the police in either state was ever going to find out who committed the crime.
He thought they were going to do their job, basically.
Yeah, he did. He didn't have much faith that they were going to do their job.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. Oof, I can't even imagine. It sounds like a movie. Like, how could this possibly be real life? Yeah. That's terrible. Oof. Okay. How did you and the director Russ Emanuel come to collaborate on this film?
We've worked together on several films in the past, and when Whisper got some initial monies for its development, I asked him if he'd like to be part of it, and I told him exactly what, as a writer, I was focused on and what I had in mind, and it seemed to work easily in prior films, so it wasn't like we'd be reinventing the wheel. So when he heard about the story, he said, yeah, well, let's do this and let's get this going. So that's sometimes as easy as picking up a phone and calling your past collaborators and saying, hey, let's do this. And that's kind of what happened.
Wonderful. Wow. Okay. That's putting two minds together to make a great work. That's definitely a good thing. All right. Yeah. Well, what sort of background do you have, and what other films have you done?
Well, my background primarily in the beginning was as an actor, and then I kind of segued to being a filmmaker. And my first film was a documentary I produced with William Greaves, who's considered to be the Black Dean of African-American filmmaking, at least on the East Coast. He has had an amazing ride. At one time, it was just him, William Greaves, and Gordon Park as the preeminent African-American filmmakers in New York. And there was no one else, just those two. And he basically pulled me in for a CBS News special called The Deep North, which was a documentary that focused on race relations in New York, as opposed to the Deep South. It was called The Deep North, and it broadcast on CBS, and I was nominated for a New York Emmy Award. Didn't win, but I was nominated, and it ruffled a lot of feathers, but it was part of the series, and did extremely well. And I've also run the gamut of, since that time, of doing paranormal films, other true stories, horror. It's more paranormal than horror. And I've even produced a faith-based film, also out on Amazon, called Heaven's Messenger. So it all started, as an actor, but the same concept that we discussed earlier, that I wanted to put myself in charge of creative projects rather than, wait for things to come to me.
Yes.
That's how it all kind of started.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, we definitely want to look up that Deep North film and check that out. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, how was American Whisper different from, let's say, other films that you produced?
Well, American Whisper is a true story, and I have produced three other true stories in various, forms. Notably Tracks with John Hurt and Ice-T, and Tiger starring Mickey Rourke. These were, true stories, but what even from them, Whisper was different in a sense, Whisper was alone in this. While people could definitely sympathize with what happened to him, and many people did, they could never really personally relate one-on-one, because how do you relate to something, you know, as shocking as, you
exactly.
know, the murder of his family?
Yes.
So, I mean, he suffered from very negative press, in a radio interview, being asked point blank in a radio interview if he murdered his family. And this was on an urban radio show. And the local newspapers in Harlem and New York, it really didn't matter which community he suffered at the hands of people where the media was more important to sound a little more salacious than to, you know, try to help him get through this. Maybe that was their job. So this was different in the sense that people very often suffer, when they suffer tragedies, they suffer it in a way where other people can relate, because in some way it happened to them as well. He was alone, and I wanted to emphasize that in the storyline. So that's kind of how it was different. It was just him. Not many people could really, you know, relate to the enormity of the event. You know, he was affected.
Yeah, I was going to say that it sounds like he suffered alone with not really community, because he was basically deemed guilty. I mean, when such a tragedy happens, you know, and you're not guilty, but people see you as guilty, and then you have no support. That is terrible.
No, that's clear. Yeah. And he had to go through it. More or less alone. And he had people who sympathized, who supported him, but it wasn't really the same as other people who went through it.
Right, man.
That's the truth.
Okay, so we said before that the movie can be seen on Amazon Prime. Is that the only way that we can see the movie right now, Grant?
Okay, right now, Whisper is available on Amazon Prime, and we're asking that everyone please, you know, check it out. You can stream it or purchase the DVD or Blu-ray. Equally important, we're asking that everyone please, you know, like the Whisper page on Facebook, so you can receive like news about the case, about the film's trajectory. We're being considered with other platforms as well, notably Tubi TV. The best way to find out where it's going and what the trajectory of the story is, as well as the film, is to like us on Facebook, and then you'll get consistent updates. And that is Whisper without the H, W-I-S-P-E-R, the Whisper Project. And we ask people to check it out, and please vote and comment, because this is how you get the word out. When you vote, enough people vote and comment about the film, it starts to, you know, build up and go into other people's mailboxes, becomes viral. We're asking you to please check it out on Amazon and, you know, and start the dialogue, because this is the ammunition that's going to enable us to, you know, bring the case back into the forefront.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm definitely going to share it on several pages. I have a page called Black Films and Documentaries and Other Important Information.
Yes.
I will definitely share
that's
it there.
That's critical. It's a call to action to reopen the case. And as I mentioned earlier, it's has been an uphill battle, because, you know, there is a fair amount of bias when it comes to small independent films with African-American leads. And I was told this by my distributor, Cinema Epoch, early on. The smaller movie sites and the smaller platforms, they aren't even selecting these movies. And we were lucky that Amazon picked it up. So it becomes even more important that we get the word out about this case, so that people can see things for themselves.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I definitely just shared the information on my Facebook page, and we'll be doing it throughout the weekend. That's very important, like you said. What in this film, what special effects are required for a film like this? What would we?
Well, you know, one might think, well, not too many, and that's largely true, because it is a dramatic thriller. It's not a science fiction film where throughout you have to focus on your visual effects. But I will say, in some of the you know, original footage that we have, you know, see the film and you'll see what I mean with original background footage. There were scenes in the bars, there were scenes in the home where the televisions were running, and obviously it was more important to capture what was going on than to try to, you know, manipulate the scene and the visuals. But we found ourselves with the televisions in the bars and the homes broadcasting, you know, things that you couldn't show in a movie because they're not your they're not your films. So we had to very carefully, with using visual special effect, take out what was on those televisions and put in things that were more generic and things that you had permission to use because you couldn't see, you know, James Earl Jones, you know, in the middle of a bar, you know, doing a scene from a movie. That wouldn't go over very well. So those were the major points of visual special effects that we use in the film, to remove things that you couldn't see, weren't supposed to see in our movie, and then replaced it with things that were more neutral, that, and in some cases even just blurring them out, so we could focus on the story.
Tell me, how does personal responsibility play into a story such as this one?
If you're referring to the main character, which I also wanted to focus on, personal responsibility does play very strongly into a story like this, because of course Whisper did not commit these crimes, but there is some question as to whether or not he played a role, however indirectly, to some degree in what happened, and through his conduct, through his behavior. And really the best way to start that dialogue is to watch the film and see for yourself. But, you know, he was cleared of any connection to the crime almost immediately. But then it becomes, you know, a question where, you know, be careful what you ask for. He was an entrepreneur. He built up several businesses in Harlem, in New York City. There were bars, real estate, stationery store. And he was kind of a, you know, well-known individual, as someone who, you know, went from, you know, basically the tenements of Harlem to someone who bought a huge mansion out in New Jersey. And that's a lot of responsibility, and how you handle that responsibility obviously makes a great difference on the trajectory of your life. So you watch the film and you decide for yourself if somehow, you know, his, what he did and where he was in terms of the enormous responsibility he had on his shoulders because of his success may have some way indirectly played a role, however indirectly. But again, it's just see the film and, you know, decide for yourself.
Well, definitely. That sounds very intriguing. I would like to see how personal responsibility plays a role in the film, because, you know, immediately you're thinking, okay, this happened to this man, this is crazy, you know, and you just don't necessarily think about the personal responsibility piece. So it would be interesting to put all that together and watching the film.
I knew him personally, and he was a man about town, and he had, you know, people who worked for him, you know, for the newspapers, for the local media, take his pictures and videotape him on his rounds, you know, basically picking up money from his tenants, and everything, his whole routine and activities were recorded. And we have some of that we use, you know, in the movie. And at one point, he went from videotaping himself for posterity to videotaping himself to cover his butt, because he really felt that this was a hit and he was next. And all of this is focused on in the film. So this is the kind of things where you look at and you say, this had nothing to do directly with the event, but I could see how maybe some of it may have indirectly played in. And that's why we're asking people to please watch the movie and please start the dialogue.
Okay. Well, what's next for you, Howard?
Oh, thank you for asking. The next film, which I hope to have going hopefully by summer, give or take, is a faith-based film, or what we call an aspirational film, called Here After All. And it's essentially a faith-based or aspirational story in the tradition of Field of Dreams, where there is a higher power, but it's not quite named or, you know, explained. It's something where faith is really the guiding principle of the film. And it's one of the best scripts I've ever read. And I hope to have this mounted and going by summer.
So, by summertime. Okay. Yes,
look out for Here After All.
Well, we will definitely look out for that. Well, hopefully we won't be all locked in still at summertime, but if we are still locked in by summertime, I'm pretty sure that people will be on top of this. Thank you so much, Howard, for joining us. We look forward to watching your film, American Whisper. Again, people, it's on Amazon Prime. You can feel free to stream it, and share it on Facebook. And we will talk to you all again soon. This has been Miss Cece, the Real Infopreneur, and we bid you all the blessings.